Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People.
The U.S. women's hockey team.
That's who these are?
That's what Matt said.
Huh?
How come nobody told us?
Oh, man. Body check me. Okay, then.
Believe, what is wrong with you?
It's 823.
Come on in.
Or cross-check, whatever the heck it is.
Hi, ladies.
What? Wait a minute. What's going on here? I'm scared.
Gather around the microphones here.
Hi.
Identify yourselves as you sit in. How are you?
Welcome
to our happy home.
Yeah.
This is kind of unexpected. We didn't know this was happening.
We have cookies if you'd like.
We're glad you got cookies in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
So you are members of the USA women's hockey team.
Yes.
Who are going to be playing the Canadians at the XL Center.
Really?
Now, who do we have here? Give us your name.
Yeah, who's what here?
Amanda Kessel.
Kayla Barnes.
Megan Keller.
Nice to meet you. What's your last name, Kessel?
Yep.
Phil's sister? Yes.
You're kidding.
You're probably a better defender than Phil.
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet you are.
We're both forwards.
I bet you are. We got more. Well, explain to us what this, you guys are touring, obviously, and playing against the Canadians, right?
Yeah, so as part of the national team, we get together several times throughout the year, and right now is we have tryouts for the week, and then we have a big rivalry series against Canada.
How many games you play against them?
It's 5 total.
Okay. So you have tryouts, but you've been on the team before. But you still have to try out every time to remake the team?
Rough.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah, basically.
Cutthroat.
Every camp is an evaluation. They're always watching because our player pool just continues to grow. And I think that's really exciting to see, but it also gets really competitive.
Are more and more women playing hockey?
Yeah, I think so.
See, as far as the problem, people I know that do it, ice time is a big problem at times. Certain places. Is it?
Yeah. Well, she's from California, so. Oh.
No, we're both in California.
You can do puns.
Anaheim, California.
Okay, Mighty Ducks fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, grow up playing for Junior Ducks, so definitely follow them in NHL and stuff.
Right, exactly. What was it like playing hockey in California? Are there many of you doing it out there? I know there's more now because of the Kings and the Ducks and the Sharks, but.
Yeah, growing up, definitely not a lot of opportunity. I played boys hockey growing up.
How'd you do?
I did well. I thought, you know, roughed up the boys a little bit.
Good for you.
But
because there's a lot of guys who need roughing up.
Yeah.
Especially two in this room. I can be bluntly honest with you.
Okay. So anyway, go ahead and high stick me. We'll be okay. Go ahead.
No, but definitely it's growing. You know, we didn't have a lot of opportunities growing up to play girls hockey, but it's awesome to see as we get older that more opportunities for young girls are emerging. So definitely in California, it's growing, which is great to see.
They'll play at the XL Center on Saturday, December 14th at 7 o'clock against the Canadian national team. How much was your brother an influence into you getting into the sport? You can just move that. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We do it all the time. We're professionals.
Yeah, it was obviously the main reason. I just kind of was thrown into the sport just because both of my brothers played, and I've loved it ever since.
Was your other brother a pro?
Yeah, he is. He plays in the minors.
Really?
Where does he play?
Right now, he's with the Solar Bears in Orlando.
The Solar Bears. That's
ECHL?
Yep.
I think?
Yep, East Coast.
The Olympics have given such a great...
Absolutely.
People get to have learned about women's hockey by watching the Olympics. Is that how you ladies got involved?
Yeah, I think a lot of us, that's how we all got started when we saw the sport on the Olympic level, and that started a dream for a lot of us, the 98 team winning the first ever gold medal.
Yeah.
So, but it only comes around every 4 years, so it's tough to get that visibility, but I think that's definitely what sparked a dream inside of all of us to want to play the sport and want to get to the Olympics one day.
How much time is involved in preparation, practice? You know, I assume, are you in school still, guys?
I'm still in school.
Yeah, we got one.
Where do you go?
Boston College.
Oh.
UConn country, honey. We don't talk to people from Boston College. Boston College always has a great women's team.
Yeah.
So now you have to take a break from playing for the Eagles, right?
We're actually on winter break right now.
That 3-week break?
Yep.
That's kind of inconvenient. I mean, like UConn's men just won 4 games in a row, and now they're off for 3 weeks. Is that hard from the women's college hockey, from any college hockey perspective, to take that much time off? Or are you used to it because it happens every year?
I think we're pretty used to it, but I also think it's much needed. College hockey is a grind with school and travel and whatnot. So I think everyone's looking forward to the break. It's not really 3 weeks. Like, we come back and play on the 31st.
Right.
So we just have a couple weeks off to regroup, go see family, friends, and then come back and get back to work.
Did you guys have idols growing up watching women's hockey play? Who were your idols? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, come on. Take your
go ahead. Amanda, you start first.
Mine, being a little bit older, was people like Natalie Darwitz.
What do you mean? You're older than them, too?
Oh, my God.
You look so much younger.
These are youngsters.
You look so much younger than them.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's called sucking up.
Yeah, you did a nice job on that, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, so these two are young stud defensemen for us.
Okay, and well, you're a forward, obviously.
Yep.
Who was your idol?
My idol is Angela Ruggiero. She's one of the best women's defenders to ever play. So,
same. Mine was Angela Ruggiero as well.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good
luck. Once again, the game, 7 o'clock, XL Center. Tickets available at the XL Center. 3 members of the U.S. women's hockey team who are in training and getting ready for the 2019 World Championship. Or you won the 2019 World Championship, right? So congratulations.
Jeez,
hey, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate
it.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
That was a nice surprise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.